Okay. So this presentation for the Western Medicine course within the palette of Shenzhou education. So I will present briefly the next subjects, an introduction, Western medicine. What's the importance of Western medicine in the Shenzhou Open University, which are objective of this part of study? What do we offer? What do we expect? And briefly something about teachers. So when we're talking about Western medicine, between brackets you see Western, actually we're talking about Hippocratic medicine. Hippocrates, of course, is from ancient Greek culture. From there, the father of medicine, believed to be the father of medicine, also believed to be the father of natural medicine, the father of complementary medicine, not the father of Chinese medicine, though. So it started with Hippocrates. And it evaluated up to what's important today. Today we're talking about evidence-based medicine. I won't get too much into detail, but when you are a practitioner or maybe a scientist in traditional Chinese medicine or acupuncture or tuina or whatsoever, then the traditional Chinese medicine meets the so-called Western medicine. And especially when you have contacts with your patients, then it will meet. And then that Western medicine believed to be evidence-based medicine with all kind of words like and concepts like randomization and clinicians and aims and validity of tests and reviews, epidemiologists. Well, this cloud can also be part of that cloud is also, okay, you want to have some proof what you're doing, and in Western medicine it's important, and this is a big pyramid of which is the highest level of evidence. So there's so much emphasis on evidence. Is it evidence-based what you are doing? Is acupuncture evidence-based? Is there evidence-based? But the founder of evidence-based medicine said, well, evidence-based medicine is this, and that's where's the overlap between the relevant scientific evidence. And there's a lot of emphasis on this in so-called Western medicine. But also important is the clinical judgment of the doctor, the therapists, the healthcare professional, and not even less important is the patient values and preferences. And only this is really evidence-based medicine. But many people, even scientists themselves and many doctors and schools or so, they put so much emphasis on this. But don't forget the other two parts. So don't forget your own clinical judgment and don't forget the appraisal of the patients. So when Western medicine is believed to be evidence-based, it's just the evidence is just a little part. Just this about the beginning of Hippocrates and the final part where we're now that evidence-based is so much important. Of course, there's an entire world in between. What are objectives of Western medicine course within the Shenzhou Open University? We want to offer theoretical and practical education in order to make you, if you're a student, to finally get an equipped, responsible and self-aware healthcare professional, and that you will be capable of providing safe care to your patients, because you will deal with patients. Patients come to you because they have some confidence in you or in the kind of treatment you have to offer, the education you had, the personality you are. Nevertheless, they come with a certain problem to you and they ask you your advice, maybe even your treatment. So patients must be able to rely on your competencies. And as previous speakers have told, there, of course, there is a scientific base for therapies like acupuncture. And there is an explanation in the Chinese way. There is some overlap even also with nowadays more modern science. But anyway, patients rely on you, that what you offer will do them no harm, that will bring them good. You want to do good, but you must know where your boundaries are. If you know what you do, you can do what you want. So such things are limited by what you can do is limited by what your boundaries are. So it's very important to know a lot of about diseases, what the course of diseases. Can certain diseases turn dangerous, life-threatening maybe? Not so when once you get into contact with your patients, of course they expect you to be safe for them, and not only the patient expects you to be working safe, but also society is expecting that from you. So there's legislation on how healthcare providers should work, and insurance companies ask their have their demands to the quality of practitioners. So be equipped, responsible, self-aware to provide safe care to your patients. So what is offered then? Fundamental knowledge of anatomy, physiology, pathology, and psychomedical matter. Get a bit into detail later. To gain some basic clinical skills, I've heard a previous speaker tell, I think it was Mrs. Dunn, that there is a practical part in the course involved also in Western medicine. You will have to learn something about pharmacology, so the use of drugs, about healthcare law, medical ethics, and how to value scientific data and articles, to be a bit familiar with that. And with this all, you will fulfill demands of insurance companies and governmental institutes and legislation. So we offer anatomy and physiology and pathology and psychology, psychopathology. Anatomy and physiology is how anatomy means what does the body look like? What does it look like? What's the shape? From the very smallest particle up to the final entire body as we meet each other. And in between there are organ systems, and there are organs, and there are tissues, and there are cells, and there are cell particles, and there are molecules and atoms. So from the very big to the very small, or the other way around, you must have some understanding. Physiology next is, how does the body work then? How does digestion work? What is a nerve impulse? How do muscles contract? How does the heart work? What happens in the brain? What happens in the kidneys, and so on? So, of course, it's very important to know what the body looks like and how it works in a healthy way. Next step, with the asterisk, you get pathology. And pathology is the study of diseases. Okay, so if you know what a body looks like and how it should work in a proper manner, then you're also interested in how or what happens if a person gets certain disease. What is changed in the function? What's changed in what the body looks like or organs look like? But not only at that level, but also what does it mean for the patient? And that's then a next bridge. But there's a different teacher for that part. Then there's also psychology and psychopathology. If you will be a therapist later on, you need to follow this course of Western medicine. And there's a big emphasis on anatomy, physiology, and pathology. But there should also be a certain basic level of psychosocial knowledge. And that's the third part. It is an intense, with emphasis on intense, one-year course about, as I said, the anatomy, the structure of the body, and the physiology, the functioning of the body, and pathology, the diseases, but a bit more, we should see that later, and the psychology, psychopathology. But it's an intense year to emphasize that. So actually, patients will come to you for your advice. And they come to you not because they're healthy, but because they have some health problem. Or maybe they are healthy and want to stay healthy for preventive medicine. So important then is, how's case taking? What's an anamnesis? What do you ask? What do you need to ask a patient about his complaints? So you must, if you're talking about pathology, you must also know something about anamnesis. You must be familiar with some basic elements of physical exercise. You, as an acupuncturist, might also do physical exercise. Some laboratory testings, you must know some basics of that, and even some laboratory testings you can perform yourself, and these will be taught. You must be familiar with all kind of diagnostic imaging, like x-rays. Oh, I think there are pictures to them. So anamnesis, physical examination, laboratory testings, diagnostic imaging, like what's an x-ray picture, but also about cytology and histological testing. So some body material is collected and examined under the microscope. We won't do this ourselves, but you must at least know what happens in such procedures. And you must also be familiar, at least at a gross level, about Western medicine treatments. So we're talking about what gross groups of drugs are there, some surgery procedures, radiotherapy, and many, many more. So you get a wide overview. What do we expect from you as a student? First of all, an active attitude. If you get into this course, you cannot just lean back and say, oh, the teacher will tell me everything and I have a look. With a bit of luck, I make my exam and then I pass the course. No, you definitely need an active attitude, because you have to study subjects prior to their discussion during classes. So let's say if the next class is about heart diseases, then prior to the class you have studied, and in the class we talk about it, and then it has just a very better outcome and a better gain. So we also ask active participation of students in classes. It should be at classes, not all classes. Be them face to face, preferably, but under actual conditions, it's online education, but nevertheless, we ask active participation. You also have to do some oral presentations, so you prepare and you have your little speech, and you have to produce some assignments. And of course, there's participation in study groups, and then you have some other tasks to send to the study coordinators to gain also study points. You have to participate in two exams, half term and at the end. And of course, we ask from you high motivation and an open mind. I get back to importance. Look, if there's integration of alternative complementary medicine with Western medicine, it requires reciprocal understanding. So you must know what doctors are doing, what physiotherapists are doing, also apart from what you are doing. And you must be able to communicate. If you have a patient and you think, hey, this patient has a peculiar sign, or you think, I don't have a good feeling, maybe there's something seriously going on, you must be able to communicate with the general practitioner or so. Or maybe a patient comes to you and the patient says, oh, I've been to my rheumatologist and I got a letter from him to my family doctor, my GP. But here's the letter, you can see it. But then if you read it, you must also be able to understand things of that. So interdisciplinary communication is also part. Patient safety, I emphasized on that before. In each and everything subject you study, especially in pathology, you keep always in mind, are there any red flags? Are there any fishy signs? Are there any things which make me think this might be dangerous if people don't get to their physician? So there's emphasis on having an open eye to red flags. So you have to recognize when referral of your patient is required. And as I said in the communication, you also must be able to interpret Western patient data if you see some file or some summary of a patient file or so. And you can also, there's also some conducting in how to find and study publications, research to increase the evidence for alternative therapies. It's not a big part, but it's at least there is some part in the course Western medicine, which may be of great help later, at least a basis for that. Oh, aren't these not nice doggies? What's so nice about these doggies? It's all the same dogs, but they have different glasses. It's a famous example I often give. If there's some teapot somewhere on the table, and if you look through different glasses to the same teapot, in the left upper corner and the right down corner, if you look from these both angles, you see two completely different things. If you look from the light upper corner with a yellow stained glasses, you see a very dark pot with a sprout in the front. And if you look from the down right side, you see merely a gray pot with a lot of bright yellow spots. Through the blue glasses, you see better the yellow spots than the blue pot. And you don't see a spout at all. You see just a handle in your place. So you can make a war over what you see, but both you're talking about a teapot, and the teapot is still the teapot. So the color of glasses you wear determine the contrasts that you see. But these are all different contrasts from the same one and only truth, or the only true thing. So if this is Western medicine, and if this is traditional Chinese medicine, you can say, oh, I don't believe anything you tell about this teapot. I don't see meridians. I don't see channels. I don't believe in yin and yang. I just believe in physics. And if this person says, oh, I don't believe in physics and anatomy and physiology, it's only energy. You're both right. It's no opposition. It's just all together. Understanding a bit more of the truth. But as a therapist, later on, you must know a bit about different worlds. And then either of these corners is Western medicine. And you must know about that to understand more about entire teapot. So more practical, what do we offer? A course, 1 weekend per month, Friday and Saturday, diverse and interactive learning program. This is what my classes look like. And you see, it might be animated. It's no fake. Some student took this picture. There's nothing directed or so. That's how it works. Group work in class, collaborating. Usually it's fun. Try to get contact with some students and ask them what they think about Shenzhou, what they think about classes like mine. Professionals teaching from practical experience. I myself. And acquire theoretical and practical skills, you will. And of course, you get some certificate, SNRO accredited certificate, which you need if you later on want to get member of some therapist association, which you also need if you want to bill your patients with a bill without VAT, BTW free, VAT free, then you need such a certificate. And you have interesting contact with students of various nationalities and backgrounds, which is also usually a very pleasant aspect of the course. Finally, there are two teachers. There's a teacher of medical psychology, and it is Li Ji, if I'm not mistaken. And I cannot tell so much about her. I can just talk about myself. I'm Tuan Korthout, as seen. I'm a medical doctor specialized in auricular acupuncture and natural medicine, and I'm a senior lecturer here at Shenzhou and also at other education institutes. I think there was no questions scheduled. If so, I hear it from the study coordinators, and if not so, I think this might be the last slide, and I say I hope to see you the next course. Thank you for your attention.